sleeping easy. What you'll often find when you're having trouble sleeping is that you've got lots of thoughts going on in your head. If you notice that this is happening for you, notice also if your eyes start moving around at a rapid rate as if they're following the thought in your brain. Notice it next time you're having trouble sleeping. What we're going to do in this lesson is use our skills of awareness of our own senses to find a way to go to sleep. Here's how it begins. You're lying in your bed, and from this place, begin to get a sense. It's like you have to look inwards. You get a sense of what your skeleton is like, the position of your skeleton. Whatever position you're in is fine. You just sort of turn inwards with your imagination to get an image of your skeleton. Whatever that is for you is fine. And let's begin in a specific way by imagining what your skull is like. Can you do it while I'm speaking? You imagine what your skull is like, the shape of your skull inside your head. And notice as you do that, that your eyes seem to travel around as if they're following your thoughts and your senses and your imagination. Now, just pause from that for a moment and notice what your breathing is like. You notice what the pace of your breath is like as you rest there in your bed. When you breathe in and when you breathe out, without feeling that you need to change it in any way. And now to continue imagining your skeleton, you bring your attention to the top of your spine. That's at the top of your neck, the place that nestles in under your skull. And notice when you do this where your eyes go. And you travel in your imagination from the top of your neck slowly down to the base of your neck. Notice if you can continue to breathe easily as you do this. And now notice your shoulders. Let's start with the shoulder blades. Just notice if you can find them in your senses or in your imagination. Notice how they attach to the top of the shoulders and to the collarbones. Are your eyes still following as you track the components of your skeleton? Notice where your breastbone is or sternum. How that attaches at the top to the collarbones. And get a sense of how the ribs attach to the breastbone and splay outwards to your sides. You may notice, as you sense your ribs, that you can sense the rise and fall of your ribs with your breath. As you notice your ribs and your collarbone in this way, and your breastbone. Are your eyes travelling a little downwards? Come back to the place where your shoulders are and notice the top part of your arms. Sense what is the skeletal structure in your arms, the top of your arms. Travel down from the shoulder to the elbows. The lower arms, there's actually two bony structures here that attach at the elbows and the wrists. Have your eyes tracked your attention? Are your eyes now somewhere down near the wrists? Traveling downwards and maybe a little bit inwards. Notice also your hands, the skeletal structure of your hands, in the palms, thumbs and fingers. So by now your eyes will have travelled downwards a little, and instead of being focused out in the world, they're focused inwards towards your inner self. And your breath remains easy. In Chinese medicine, they think that if you're having trouble sleeping, that there's too much energy in your head and that you need to bring the energy down. And this awareness through movement lesson travels in the same path from the top of your head. And gradually, we bring your attention all the way down to your feet. But what you may find is that by the time you get to your feet, you're actually asleep. So let's go back to the spine. Bring your attention to the spine, the base of the neck. Now your attention is in your back. And gradually, bit by bit, you travel in your attention down your spine. Notice how the ribs splay out from the spine as the ribs become the rib cage. Notice as you travel downwards, are your eyes traveling down also? Gradually you get to your middle back and to your lower back. Where your pelvis attaches to the spine. And get a sense of the shape of the pelvis. Whatever that is for you, it doesn't need to be scientifically correct. Just get a sense of what that is for you, how you imagine it to be. Your breath is easy. Your eyes, you'll probably find, are downwards. If you find your eyes travel upwards and you get busy with your thoughts, that's fine. Just notice that when it happens. And bring your attention back as you travel downwards in the journey down through your skeleton. And of course, as you do this, your pacing may be different to mine. You may find that you go slower than I do. That's fine. You can just let my words drift on. and keep focusing in your own way. And gradually, you'll get to a place where you find the hips in the hip sockets, at the base of the pelvis. You travel down the femurs, the top of the legs. Your eyes are going further down, deeper into yourself. And you get to the knees, the lower legs. If you're still awake, find your feet, the skeletal feet. Good night.